Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to
be a
singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
For joining Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and of course Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We want to say good evening or good day, because it must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all the families are home today. No school or work, just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. Now, family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandma, grandpa, nanny, poppy, aunts, uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun. However, there are some families, schools, and businesses that are observing this time as an important holiday called Yom Kippur. And Jewish families, they started it midnight on October 7th. And we'll talk about that just a little.
How are you? It took me a while to get across the ocean all the way from the Pacific Sea. So, boys and girls, you know what I'm going to ask you. Aunt Jewel already asked you already. I think you're sleepy. I know you want to keep your eyes open because it's such a beautiful day. But are your still eyes, are you open? Are they still open? I think they are. Yes, I'm coming from the seashores, boys and girls.
And I know you are drifting way out there because the currents and the tides and the seasons are all changing. I wonder if you've noticed any differences. Are we having high tides, low tides, or what?
Yes, my seashores had fewer boys and girls with umbrellas and tents. There are a lot of low tides and a lot of high tides that come at different times. It also depends when the moon and the sun are outpouring water and the earth is trying to hold it back. Oh, we'll get to see that at another time, Aunt Jewel. But I do spend a lot of time in the water. Which reminds me, the water, boys and girls, you must make sure that you protect your skin, because even though you're having fun in the sun and splashing around in the water, you have to protect your skin with SPF.
Oh. Well, you know, that sounds like the tides are kind of going in and out. Sounds like a tug of war.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes, but I promise, we'll talk about it soon. I promise I won't forget.
Okay, and I'll make sure that all the boys and girls, including myself, make sure that we're protected from the sun. Because starfish never, ever forgets. She's like an elephant. So I want to thank you, everyone, for letting us come into your cozy or your cozy home or even just your special place. Because this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, where we talk about gathering together to learn, to share, to talk, and to read. Now, there are no boundaries with imagination, creation, and exploration. So are you ready yet, Starfish?
Oh, yes, I am ready to go.
And I wonder if the boys and girls are ready out there.
Are the boys and girls ready?
What did you say, Starfish? Are you ready?
Are the boys and girls ready?
I don't know. Let's hear and see if they are.
I think the boys and girls on the west coast are. Are the boys and girls on the east coast ready?
Let's see. Well, they may be, but I think that they're ready to go on and do it. So if they're ready, we're ready. They're loud and clear. They're full of energy, and they've got their rubber ducky. And I want to make sure that they don't forget Blinky or their favorite thumb or Blinky. So let's go.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rub-a-ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub, dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine.
Well, boys and girls, I think it's time. Don't you like
rubber ducky. I think I'm going to have, I want to go get my own rubber ducky.
And just hearing the water, I know that made you want to go back into the ocean.
Oh, yes, it did.
Well, we both know that we had talked earlier about saying that we were going to talk about Yom Kippur.
Yes, of course. Are we gonna talk about Yom Kippur? We're gonna fulfill our promise?
Oh, of course. You know we always do. So grab your pillow pet or your teddy bear or your doll or whatever you need to get ready for bed.
Put on your favorite PJs.
Well, I think a lot of them have them on. And even if you don't have them on, come on, Grandma. We know that you don't have to have it because it doesn't take very much for Poppy or Grandma and sometimes Dad to get ready for bed, to get ready to take a little nap. So here we go. I'm sorry. You starfish?
What is Yom Kippur?
Yeah, what is it? Okay, well, Yom Kippur means it's a day of atonement. Now, that is the day when we try to make up for any wrong things we have done. Now, Yom Kippur is also called the Sabbath of Sabbaths. It is the most holy day in the Jewish year. It is a day when God decides what will happen to every Jewish person in the years ahead. Now, this is asking for forgiveness and making up our sins. Now, we all have the power to decide which path we should take. Now, Yom Kippur gives us the chance to ask for forgiveness and make up for those. Now, also, it allows us to confess our sins to God and pray for His forgiveness. And I think we have a song.
Oh, yes, we do. Here it goes, boys and girls.
And who's singing it?
This song is by Mr. Green himself, Professor Green.
Good evening, this is radio station WLBC coming to you with this question. Is there really a walking, talking, singing machine dancing through our neighborhoods? This is Professor Green. You will know that he is for real. In fact, he's outside our window now. So you see, children, Yom Kippur isn't really as sad as all the things. Because if you're truly sorry about all the bad things you did all year, Hashem will forgive you. And then you'll be as happy as a simcha machine.
Oh, please, don't you leave me.
Information. Knows a lot of things.
Oh, yes, he does. Everyone can bring their mistakes and ask for forgiveness to the person, people, or even to themselves.
And I think that by today, I think we'll have a real good understanding of what Yom Kippur means.
Exactly. I believe you're going to read a book about it, even.
Right, and this book is called Celebrate, A Book of Jewish Holidays, and it's by Judith Gross.
Wow.
I know, and it was published by Gusset and Dunlap. So are you ready?
I'm sorry, Aunt Jewel, to cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. You didn't cut me off. I'm ready. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sometimes things happen that are accidents, or sometimes things happen that you didn't need, but it's hard to find out what to do to make it right. So, boys and girls, I have a book called God Always Forgives Us. Are you ready, Angela?
Well, before we do that, why don't we finish the Book of Jewish Holidays first?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm ready to do it. And this one just kind of explains a little bit about what it means. And then you can also just talk about further what it means to be able to forgive.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Well, it's one of the most important holidays of the whole year. Now, on Yom Kippur, people pray and they feel sorry for the bad things that they have done and promise themselves and God that they will do better in the coming years. Now, many Jewish people stay at temples from morning until night. Grown-ups fast. They don't eat any food or drink water until the holiday is over at sundown. Now, in the afternoon, there is a story that is read, and it is of Jonah, and it's read out loud. Now, God told Jonah to warn the wicked people of Nineveh to follow God's law, or their city would be destroyed. But Jonah ran away to sea instead. Now God was angry. There was a terrible storm, and Jonah was thrown into the waves. Then a huge fish came along and swallowed him for 3 days. Jonah lived in this fish's belly, thinking how sorry he was for obeying God. Now, on the fourth day, the fish, or some might even call a whale because it was so large, spit Jonah onto the shore, not far from Nineveh. Now, Jonah told the people of the city to change their evil ways. They did, and God spared them all. The story of Jonah shows that God forgives everyone who is truly sorry for doing wrong. Now, at the end of the service, one last loud note of the shofar is blown. Then everyone comes to share a good meal. Now, that shofar is made from ram's horn. Now, that explains it from the celebration of a book of the Jewish holidays.
Wow. I'm just learning so much.
I know, and it's like, you know, Everybody can make mistakes, and they ask for forgiveness to the person or the people or to themselves.
I agree. You also feel a lot better. And also when you take that heavy, heavy weight off your back.
Well, do you have something that you want to share?
Yes, we're thinking about the same thing. We're saying at the same time. Sometimes things happen, as they said before, and you have accidents, and you don't know how you can make it better and make it right. So, I know, boys and girls, you have great listening skills, and you remember that I said that I was going to read God Always Forgives Us. So now I'm ready to read it. God Always Forgives Us. Little Tiger is playing soccer outside. When he kicks the ball too hard, it races past the neighbor's fence. Little Tiger hears a loud crash. Little Tiger peeks over the fence and sees a broken pot. He runs away and thinks, oh no, they will never forgive me. He decided not to tell his neighbor. Later that day, the neighbor returns the Little Tiger's ball. Is this yours? The neighbor asks. If so, I forgive you. God tells us to forgive one another as he forgives us. Little Tiger lowers his head and says, I'm sorry for not telling the truth. Now I know to admit when I'm wrong, just like God asked us to. So that is, boys and girls, what you do and what forgiveness means. Do you think all the boys and girls feel ever have to have this happen to them? When they do something wrong and they feel bad, but they're scared to tell?
Oh, I know. It's really hard to know what to do. And it's so difficult. I know this happens to everyone because it's difficult to know what and when and how to do it and what will make it right. And certainly in the book with the little tiger, he didn't know what to do. And it's good that we have a time and certainly like Yom Kippur to be able to observe it and to show respect that together we can make a better world.
Exactly. It is so true, Aunt Joel. Forgiveness is key. Sometimes, feeling lonely, you never know how someone's feeling. And you think you're the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the loneliness makes you shy. And you want to share, but you don't know how.
Yeah, it's just like you want to forgive, but you don't know when to give in, or you don't know what to give in or how to not, you know, to show your face or to keep silent or just ignoring it. And so that's why having a special time to show your respects and certainly having Yom Kippur, that even if it builds up, you can be able to have a time that you can be able to do it and be able to make friends and to be able to say you're sorry without speaking or ignoring them. I believe you have a story to tell how to do this, Starfish. And it would be really good, too, if you do it with having some of the music with that's feathered, because that also is so nice when you read the story.
Yes, Aunt Joel. I'm reading The Wishing Stone. Now, The Wishing Stone is by Steve Smallman and Rebecca Elliott. And boys and girls, The Wishing Stone was published by Sandy Creek. Excited about this story.
I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. And now that we won't hear the jungle so loud, I'll be able to hear the story.
Okay. That night, As I said, he worked very hard and made that sand for Flamingo. The wishing stone worked, squawked Flamingo the next day, climbing inside the secret den. My turn, cries Monkey, sitting on the stone. I wish there was some food in here. That's a stupid wish, said Flamingo. Not if you're hungry, said Monkey. But you'll have to wait until tomorrow for it to work. And now, I wonder what's going to happen, boys and girls. Do you wonder, Aunt Jewel?
I definitely do. I wonder if they'll even know who's doing all this stuff.
Me too. Armadillo likes to eat bugs. So that night, he dug a hole inside the den, lined it with leaves, filled it with all the tastiest-looking bugs he could find.
Yuck.
Tired out, rolled up into a ball, and went to sleep. Yuck! Flamingo and Mouse do not like bugs. That wishing stone is useless, shouted Monkey. It keeps towards the deepest part of the swamp. Help! Cried Armadillo as he rolled faster and faster. I can't swim! The wishing stone talks, gasped Mouse. And it can't swim! Monkey found a big stick. Armadillo grabbed it, and the stick pulled with all their strength until, pop! Out came Armadillo, pausing and snatching for air. Am I waiting? Our den? Asked Flamingo. Armadillo nodded. What about the bugs? Asked Flamingo. They're my favorite. Well, I thought you would like them too. Thank you. You're very kind, he then replied. Mouse, so Monkey, and Armadillo soon became best friends. With Monkey's help, Armadillo learned to swim. Even Mouse lies on his back in the deep end. Maybe wishes do come true.
Oh, what a wonderful story. That's amazing how sometimes we think that we're the only person in the world that is thinking that way and no one else has those thoughts. And sometimes, accidentally, we find out how others are sharing the same thing.
Yes, you sometimes feel that you're lonely and no one else is feeling those thoughts. But exactly what you just said, Aunt Jewel, there's always someone else out there that is sharing the same feelings. So I guess the whole idea is to let others know. That's why Yom Kippur is important and why forgiveness is important. I have an idea. All the boys and girls can get a pencil or a crayon, because I love crayons as well, and write all their mistakes down on a piece of paper and start to correct how you can make it right.
Wow, that's a great idea. And all of this works is starting to make some of the boys and girls sleepy, but I think that that's really good for us to start to write down what mistakes we made. And guess what, Starfish? Some of the
Whoa.
Boys and girls are getting sleepy. And even Grandma. Yes, even Grandma and Grandpa and Daddies are waiting to see the eyelids are getting lower as they're getting lower as they're wearing their football jersey.
Oh, yes.
And Mommy, well, we know she's just playing with our hair.
There we go, boys and girls. I think you're feeling these feelings right now.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we?
I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. Ay, 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 ay.
I can't stop yawning. Troubles are for me. Friends think I think they're boring. Just cause they see me yawning. When I yawn comes with all a warning.
Something to wake us up.
Wait,
Mexican
hat
there. Perfect. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Can you stop yawning?
No.
Just in time, because the toddlers are still awake, I think. Do you think so?
Oh, I know they are.
They're awake because they need 3 to 6. They're awake from 3 to 6. Did you know that? Because they need 10 to 12 hours. And seven to twelve year olds. You guys need 10 to 11. No wonder so many kids are yawning at school. The brain needs to rest for the next day.
Well, I guess that's the clue, and it's time to rest that body, because now we know why that body needs to be asleep. And sometimes if you don't get all that sleep, you get a little irritable.
Yes, this is true.
And you don't want to do anything. You don't want to go brush your teeth. You don't want to take a bath. You don't want to bring your favorite toy to bed.
Oh, no, you don't.
And Starfish is saying, because I bet you even... I don't know how you can tell, but I bet you sometimes that even happens in the water with the little baby fish.
Oh, it happens all the time. I see it all the time with the little baby fish. And I even have little baby cousins that I see it happen to as well.
I know it probably doesn't happen to Fabian or little Tony or Duncan or even... I think Kaylin and Casey, that doesn't happen to them because they feel they're grown up.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Starfish, I have a book too, and it's called...
You did?
Which is, yes, and it's so appropriate. It's called Day Is Done by Peter Yarrow.
Oh, wow. I can't wait because I sort of feel my day is almost done.
I know, and sometimes we have to have people let us know that the day is done, because sometimes it might not be because the sun has come down yet, because it's still out, but it's going down. And it might not be because you don't feel tired, not quite yet.
Right. Exactly. Well, I'm so excited to hear your story, Aunt Jules.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you. But we do have people who let us know that the day is done. And it goes something like this. Yes, it goes something like this. Now, tell me why you're crying, my son. I know you're frightened, like everyone. Is it in the thunder or in the distance you fear? Will it help if I stay very near? I am here. That was the mom and the deer. Now the rabbit. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. Day is done when the day is done. When the day is done, when the day is done. That's what the little bird says to the little baby birds. And then we come to the raccoons. Do you ask why I am sighing, my son? You shall inherit what humankind has done. So take care of those trees, boys and girls. And then the mouse is talking to the baby mouse. In a world filled with sorrow and woe, if you ask me why is this so? I really don't know. But if you take my hand, my son, said the frog to the baby frog, all will be well when the day is done. And the fox says to the baby fox, and if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. During the evening when the night has fallen, the day is done, the day is done, when the day is done, when the day is done. And the mommy says to the son, tell me why you're smiling, my son. Is there a secret you can tell everyone? And the owl looks on to his baby owl. And daddy comes in. Do you know more than those that are wise? Can you see what we all disguise through your loving eyes? And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. And if you take my hand, my son, all will be well when the day is done. The day is done, when the day is done, when the day is done, when the day is done. The end, because this day is done. Now, parents are always caring for us, so they'll make sure that...
Sure, that doesn't make you feel how parents are always caring for us?
Right, and they'll always make sure that they're there, and they always make sure that they have their hand out, and they make you feel protective.
Exactly, and parents even make you feel like, just like a star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same, just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, all to love you. That I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all. Blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You made me feel I'm alive when everything else is so plain. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Can't find a word to write this song.
Like a Star, just like parents make you feel, Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray. That's my favorite song.
Mine too. I love that song, and that always gets a lot of the boys and girls. They definitely fall asleep by that time.
Oh yes, and it definitely makes you go into dreamland.
You're so right, and it's just in time for the game, so you know that daddies are especially happy about that.
Oh, yes, they especially are.
And it's amazing how the sun knows when to go down. And down, 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 the sun goes. Up, 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 the moon comes. Warm sun, bright moon. God made them both.
It is. You know when the day has begun, and you know when the day is done.
Right, and I wonder, Starfish, if some of the boys and girls have already started on their list.
I know. I can just see little Tony writing away in that book and just making lots of ideas about how he's going to forgive people and make everything right.
Right. Making that list is so important because it does make you feel better, and it makes you even feel better than that when you go and ask for forgiveness. And we found that out with the little tiger.
Exactly. All the little tiger had to do was just say that he was sorry.
But I think that just like little tiger, that it is real difficult for a lot of boys and girls and even parents to know when to be able to say goodbye or to ask for forgiveness. And so what they tend to do is not say it at all. But knowing that you have a special time, like young Kapoor, you can be able to go and have that day and have a number of days to be able to ask for forgiveness. I think that's real special.
I think it's really, really special. And to know that you're not the only one that's doing it. There's so many people in your community, in your neighborhood, everyone that's doing the same thing. So you won't feel alone. And when you don't feel alone, that's when you have many friends. And that reminds me of our favorite song.
Yeah, I think I think that in the books that we read today, and I think that some of the songs that we played, certainly from also Professor Green, a lot of the boys and girls that are not sure what Yom Kippur means now have a better understanding of it, and will also know why the holiday is observed, because observing a holiday is showing respect.
Exactly, Aunt Jewel. And you'll soon understand that knowledge is endless. You always can learn new things. You always can learn new things about different cultures, different people from all over. And it just really allows you to really grow. And everyone can take a lesson from Yom Kippur. Everyone can learn about forgiveness. Everyone can write down and make sure all the things that they have are leading onto the path of making things right.
It just shows that no matter where we are, no matter what religion that we have, no matter where the part of the world is that we live in, no matter whether we are with the family or not a family, or boy or girl, or grandparent or a parent, that we can all reach an understanding.
Exactly. I'm so happy I learned about Yom Kippur. Happy Yom Kippur, Aunt Jewel.
And also to you. And it's so good that we were able to share that with the boys and girls. And now you will be able to know. And if you didn't know, it also brought it back up, and you were able to share it. And now you can have a better understanding of what Yom Kippur means, and a better understanding on what everyone shares dear to their heart,
And we thank you so much for reading. I mean, that's why it's so important to read. It's so important to be able to listen to it and find out about other cultures and other people. Don't you think that's true, Starfish?
100%. You learn about cultures all over the world, all over the nation, even your own backyard.
Right.
And I'm feeling you love sharing stories and how you love sharing books with children and parents all over.
Right. Feelings, you learn how to do that with the books and how to share them.
Exactly. And we get to share it right here on Lake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. Do you have a friend? I know we made many friends last Sunday.
Yes,
do you
we have.
Our favorite song? You got
of
a friend?
Of course.
Okay, boys and girls, here's our favorite song of You Got a Friend by Oscar winner Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am. Stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Yes, I am. And good night, boys and girls. Thank you so much for coming into our home. And we'll see you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday, boys and girls. There we go.